Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. After a week of jury selection, opening statements are today in the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud trial. It's the first criminal trial for seven defendants. To date, 70 people have been charged in what Minnesota U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar has called the largest COVID-related fraud scheme in the country. Since the indictments, 18 defendants have pleaded guilty to their crimes. Prosecutors say dozens of people and several nonprofit organizations defrauded the federal child nutrition program, using the COVID-19 pandemic as an opportunity to spend tens of millions of dollars in program funds on cars, luxury items, and even lakefront properties. The money was intended as reimbursements for the cost of serving meals to children. Three gun safety bills are being debated on the Minnesota House floor this afternoon, including the so-called safe storage mandate. Rob Doerr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus says someone who leaves a loaded firearm negligently where a child can access it is already prosecuted under current law.
The bill this year is significantly improved from the version from last year, but there's still some lasting concerns, you know, mostly that it criminalizes very common behavior and safe behavior, non-negligent behavior.
Doerr says another measure they oppose requires owners to report a stolen or lost gun to police within 48 hours. Supporters say these bills are aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of kids. The Minnesota Timberwolves have become the first team to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs with the completion of a four-game sweep of Phoenix. The Wolves beat the Suns last night 122-116, getting a double-double from Karl Anthony Towns.
I couldn't be happier, one, about getting the win, finally getting the monkey off my back about getting through the first round.
Anthony Edwards scored 31 of his 40 points in the second half to help propel Minnesota to the series victory. Head coach Chris Finch suffered a knee injury after his point guard Mike Connolly collided with him on the sidelines. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach does not have the endorsement of 7th District Republicans for the August 13th primary election. This month, the Minnesota Department of Education signed a memorandum of understanding with Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, creating pathways for teachers from Mexico to land jobs in Minnesota classrooms. MDE spokesperson Lee Slicer.
In many cases, we have students who may be from Mexico themselves or their families are from Mexico, and so they benefit by having that cultural role model.
MDE first signed the memorandum in 2014. Commissioner Willie Jett says it's, quote, important students see themselves in their teachers. The Minnesota Twins are on a 7-game winning streak. The Twins pounded the Angels 11-5 Sunday to sweep the 3-game series in Anaheim. Minnesota had 17 hits and improved to 14-13. The weekend sweep in Southern California followed 4 straight wins over the White Sox at Target Field. The Twins open a 3-game set tonight on the south side of Chicago. 9-time Grammy Award-winning artist Billie Eilish is coming to Minnesota this fall. Eilish is scheduled to play 2 shows, November 10th and 11th, at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. This is MNN.